Are you one of the people who finds it very difficult to switch off? When we finish the working day, many of us don't find it easy to switch off, and we don't find it easy to leave the office behind us. And with smartphones now the norm, so you have constant access to email, it sometimes does feel as if the office is following us around in our pockets. Couple that with a potentially rude or maybe antagonizing colleague at work, so work is playing on your mind anyway. And for some of us, we spend our evenings thinking about our working day, even when we've long finished and gone home. So how do we ensure that we are truly able to switch off when our sort of day job comes to an end? To discuss this, I am joined now by David Bell, Managing Director of the HR Department. David, you're very welcome.
Afternoon, Ciara.
Is it important for people to switch off?
Yeah, well, I think it is. I think, as you mentioned in your introduction there, obviously the modern workplace has changed significantly, and it is more difficult to leave work behind because it is accessible and available to you at any time if you have that set up. So I think it is. I think the whole wellness that is really coming out of and focused on a lot about work and people being able to switch off and get away from work. And I think a lot of employers are much more tuned in now into the fact that they have to, so that, you know, to avoid a lot of things, I mean, stress being one of the big ones, they have to start putting in place or encouraging people to leave work behind.
They have done stuff like this in France where you're not allowed email your employee after, I think it's 8 o'clock in the evening, or those types of things. Because, you know, we discuss it here and I'm a dibble for it. I will send WhatsApps and things to colleagues at like 10 o'clock at night because it'll pop into my head and I just heard a yes in my ear from my producer, but I will, it'll pop into my head and I'll just send it off. I don't actually expect them to reply, but I send it off because it's a bit like that box is ticked, I've said it. But does that actually make us better or worse employees?
Well, I think that's the whole point. I think, again, if you look at it culturally, when perhaps people of a certain generation started work, there was absolutely no expectation that once you left work, people worked a bit late and that was common. But once you left work, there was absolutely no way really of contacting you. So there was no expectation until you came in the next day that you would go back to what you were doing. Where nowadays, obviously, there is an expectation that you might say that you don't expect people to respond or reply, but you expect them the next day to have read it or have logged it or noticed it. I think that's the thing. I think you have to lay down some ground rules that even if it is a case of saying, look, I'm just doing that to remind people or so that I've passed on that thought so that I don't forget it. That's all it is, so that people don't expect a response, or whoever is dealing with it. So I think that is part of it, is to lay down those rules that and that has to be driven by the employer, because I think often the employee will think, this is the culture. If I don't do something, I'm going to be on the radar. I'm going to be the person
targeted. So if your boss is sending you emails at 10 o'clock at night and saying, you know, I was just thinking we need to do this, this and this, as an employee, you're in that position where you may feel, oh God, now I have to reply to this at 10 o'clock at night. You know, is it reasonable for the employee to ever push back and go, do you know what? That's a little bit late for that coming into my inbox. I mean, does that, I suppose one of the things that there are employees who maybe are a bit stressy or, you know, can't turn themselves off, but there are others who feel pressurised to do this stuff.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think, look, to some extent it does depend on the workplace that you work on. But if you're working in a project-driven environment, there are going to be times you're going to expect it to stay late and, as I say, work extra. But if it's a constant, I think it is, there are, you know, again, people I'm sure will say, oh, well, if I say anything, I'm going to be in trouble then and they'll be fired and all that type of thing. But the reality is, if it is causing difficulty and it is affecting your family life, your home life, your leisure, anything that you're doing outside. And I think one of the things that people have started to do, interestingly enough, in some of the sort of in the world of HR, is that they're finding things to do if they haven't already so that they're not available. So you get these, sometimes you get these texts where someone sends you a text or a message and you don't respond, and then they send you another one, and you could have a chain of them just because you haven't replied, and they make a decision without you. Do you know what I mean? So people are actually playing football, gone to the cinema, reading a book, so that if they're not available, the person sometimes will often just make the decision without them because they're not available. There's no consequence to that. So I think what people are starting to realise is that if they carry their phone around with them and if they're constantly available, the expectation is, but if they actually say, like you do on holidays, you're meant to say, I'm not available for emergencies. But you have to be very clear, I think, in what is and isn't acceptable.
I remember hearing stories of junior doctors who would say that there were certain consultants and ward rounds and stuff that you'd be on where you could be contacted. I don't mean when you're on call and in the hospital, because that's a different thing. But when you're at home, you could get texts at 2 o'clock in the morning or all sorts of stuff like this. And I remember hearing that one kind of junior doctor had stood up in a meeting and said to her consultant, which is a brave thing to do, I'm not contactable after 10 o'clock at night if I'm not at work. And that was considered quite brave. Now, when I was looking back and thinking about it, I was thinking 10 o'clock at night is quite late to be saying I'm no longer contactable. Clearly, I'm contactable up until 10 o'clock at night. There is a fear employees have, and I suppose that's the key, that in the always on generation that we live in, that if you're ambitious and you want to do well and you want to get ahead, that you might put up with some of this sort of stuff in order to advance your career.
Yeah, and again, you know, the cynic in me could say that that's fine, and there are people who are very ambitious and they nearly do it on purpose. They're nearly sending emails at 5 or 5:30 in the morning and copying everyone so that they can be seen. Yes, they can be seen. So there is an element, and that's, I suppose, you're relying on your manager to see through that type of thing, that it's productivity, it's what you do at the end of the day, and that if the culture, frankly, is that if you have to stay all night or get up first thing in the morning and you're constantly on and it's affecting you, you do have to start thinking, is this what I want to do? And I agree with you about the ambition. But again, I think as you get a bit older and you see that that isn't really the method in which you're being marked, I think it is time to sort of stay. And as I said, it does come down to the employer. If they want people who are just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're not going to last very long. And often it is a bit of showboating, to be honest with you.
We might talk about the negative effects of being on tap 24/7 as well. But lots of people getting involved. Someone says, I feel like I have to keep up constantly with emails and work WhatsApp groups. It's driving my wife mad, but I have no choice. It's the culture of where I work. So that's somebody who feels their employer is not stepping in and saying this is bad. Someone says, what about conflict? Hard to leave that behind if you have an ongoing issue with your superior. That's why I left my last job. It was impacting on my mental health and sleep. The study that we looked at today that we're talking about says that actually if you're having troubles at work, one of the best things you can do is actually leave it behind when you go home at 5 o'clock. So it seems to percolate on in your head. Someone else says, my team texts whenever on WhatsApp groups, but we all agree that we can turn on a snooze mode on our notifications for periods of the day at night. And someone says, I don't agree. It makes my workday more efficient to be able to answer emails out of the office. I pick and choose which to bother with, but there's no pressure on the management or from the management or the team to do so. Are there negative effects to this? Because that last person says, no, I quite like answering my emails in the evening. It keeps me efficient. But
well, again, if it's part and parcel of the day, if you're getting, I suppose, relief from work during the day, that we're not talking about that. Clearly, there are jobs that fit that particular bill where you could, you know, have time home, you leave early or whatever, and you're working from home. I think we're talking about people who are in the office all the time and are constantly at it. And then when they go home, there's no break. I mean, that last caller is right. It can work, but I think that's a balance. So what we're talking about is getting a balance. And I think where there isn't one, clearly, and I think you made a point about the WhatsApp. Often, it's not just information. There's an expectation that you'll respond. So it's one thing being notified about something and so, okay, I'm ready for it the next day. But it's often a question that you have to respond to or deal with there and then. And I think that's part of the problem. And if it's playing in your mind, and, you know, again, sleep, I mean, you're obviously, from a medical perspective, you're much more knowledgeable about what affects that. But that's what it starts to creep into. People aren't sleeping properly because they're worried about the next day, what's coming down the tracks at them.
One of the things here that said is people were able to counteract the impact of rudeness or negativity from colleagues if they switched off after work. So they did yoga, they listened to music, they went for walks, etc. When you do have troubles at work, and people, you know, human beings being what they are, there's people you're going to rub up against the wrong way the odd time at work, whether you mean to or don't mean to. Being able to switch off when you go home mitigates that and minimises the effect it has on you. Whereas if you're still in the work mode at home, according to this, there's a negative effect from that because you don't get away from worrying about what this colleague has done or said that has upset you.
Yeah, and I think you know, as you say, every workplace has human relationships, and human relationships inevitably lead, whether it's school or college or work or family. So I think there's a couple of things. I suppose if there's something that just is a sparked and it's an argument, you know, you would like to think that people have that capacity to say sorry, I was, you know, under pressure. If it's something more endemic and there is a behaviour that is causing you to worry about going into work or concerned about going into work, well, clearly I think you're going to have to start looking at dealing with that. Okay, forgetting about it, but if it gets too much, is starting to talk to, you know, talk to the person themselves, explain that the behaviour is affecting you more than just one-offs and things like that.
Someone else, David, says here, I find it really hard to switch off. I've even found myself planning for meetings at weekends. You don't need a phone to feel the office pressure, especially in a competitive environment. I work in finance, so I presume there is that. Is it true, though, that, you know, the longer you work, if you're working a 12-hour day or a 15-hour day, that you actually get more done than if, like, working longer, is that necessarily better than working smarter?
Well, this is the whole thing. And that is, to me, that's the key for it. It's the efficiency at which you work. So some people are very good at working concentrated time and they get a lot done. Others, it takes a bit longer. It might be a bit drifty. So go, you know, that's what I think it is. The measure is what you do, how efficient you are. There are some people that can finish their workday very quickly and yet still feel the need to hang around because everyone else is. And that's where you have to. So I think if you're managing people or you're an owner of a business, you have to look and see what their efficiencies are. And if people are able to, I think part of the problem is nowadays, people say, well, if you're finished your job at 5 or 6 o'clock, there's something wrong. In other words, the manager's nearly saying, well, I can give you more to do now, rather than saying, that's fantastic. Now you have more capacity. And I think that's part of the problem.
Would people work better in their work environments, David, if the culture was, we know you've a mountain of work to get through, but sitting here till 8 o'clock in the evening, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning is not necessarily the best way to do that. We're really happy for you to get in and smash it and work really hard and really productively. And then you get to do that and be really, you know, focused and present at work. But then get out at 5 o'clock and actually have a great evening yourself. Yeah. That's our culture, provided you're meeting your targets. Is that not, would that not be a good thing?
Absolutely. And that's the whole point. And it's that, so if the person is doing their job within what you employ them to do and what you're paying them to do, there's no reason, to my mind, that they should be asked or expected to do anything beyond that. Okay, ambition and all of those come into play and working over and above. Yes, the expectation is that is going to be required at certain parts of your working life, but not on a constant. I think if it's constantly there, there is something perhaps within the culture that should be looked at.
Someone says, what about the Working Time Act? Why is that not enforced? I work for a large multinational, but the expectation is that you're available 24/7 and will attend late night meetings with the US team and then be on site again in Ireland at 8 a.m. Someone else says, calling you on your mobile when you have your out of office on is very annoying. Are there things that people can do to help themselves in this scenario? Supposing they are, because a lot of these texts are coming in, says, I have a boss who got my personal number from when I first applied for the job, and when I had my work phone off, he used to text on the personal phone. I used to ignore those texts till the next day and reply on the work phone. But I'm sure that was a stress as well. Is it important that, because there is clearly from these kinds of texts pressure on people, that it isn't all sort of wonderful and rosy in people's workplaces? A lot of people do seem to feel the pressure outside the working day to work. Is it important that people invest in their free time, that they do play a sport or meet their friends or have leisure activities or something, so that they don't have that feeling that they're just drained all the time by the work thing? Is it important to fulfill something outside work?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. So apart from the benefit of it, clearly from a mental perspective as to be able to switch off, I think, you know, and it seems ridiculous to say, but that you're actually physically not available to people. So if you are getting texts, if you go in the next day and they say, well, I texted you at 8 o'clock and you didn't come back to me, and say, well, I was playing five-a-side, I was playing tennis, or I was out for a walk, I had my, didn't have my phone with me. If you start getting disciplined or for that, I can't imagine that would ever hold up. I think you would have absolutely within your right. I mean, just going back to that point about the Working Time Act as well, I mean, there is legislation to start working time. The problem is technology has made a grey area. And also some employers use this catch-all that it doesn't apply to people who determine their own hours. And what is that? So that's sort of, it's not defined what that is, but that often is deemed to be people in relatively senior positions, because we're paying you sufficiently well to do you work for as long as you need to.
I was thinking about what you just said there. I'm out for a walk, I'm playing tennis, and I didn't have my phone with me. It's so rare you ever hear anyone say, now, I didn't have my phone with me. Sometimes they say my phone wasn't on, But it's always with us.
Yeah. Well, they're probably doing their heart rate, their steps, as we all, you know, people do, and they want to know. And so there's all of these things. But definitely, I do think it sounds easy sitting here saying, oh, this is what you should do. But I mean, if there's a culture there, I do think, there's no doubt whether it will ever be legislatively driven, I doubt it. But I do think from a wellness perspective, that's really where, and when employers start having people going off sick, not being able to do their job, I think that will be a bit of a wake-up call. And there's no doubt that that is a huge thing at the moment.
Yeah, and that kind of work-related stress, it does undermine people's ability to be at their best. And that is no good for anybody. Obviously, it's very hard for the person, but that doesn't get the best out of workers either.
No, and then there's high turnover of staff, there's absenteeism, again, it comes back to this idea of productivity. I think some employers have to look at, you know, is the job being done? You know, and if it's not being done, is there something else wrong? Is it? Are my expectations too high? I mean, I worked for one guy many, many years ago who genuinely said, if you're in the office beyond 6 o'clock, he would figure that's your problem. That's your productivity.
That you aren't on top of things.
And he left and always went home.
Jim has texted. He says, I think it was Gerry Anderson, if I remember correctly, who told his management team when he took over as the CEO of Granada TV that he would only work 3 days a week. He said any senior manager who couldn't do his job in that time wasn't managing properly. That's very interesting. And someone else says, John says, I own a service type business. I don't ring, email or contact my staff outside office hours. I understand that if a major emergency arises, I can contact them, but people do need their time off without interruption. So people do kind of, I think, get this to a certain extent. I leave my phone on silent a lot because I found over the years as I got busier, it was always pinging with something. So my phone is almost always on silent unless I'm expecting a call or whatever. But I check it every couple of hours to make sure I haven't missed anything important. But I can't stand it beeping at me the whole time. It totally drives me mental.
And I think we're all victims of it. I do the same. I mean, here could I sit here talking about switching off, and I can guarantee if you ask my wife and my kids, they'll say I never have the phone out of my hand. And that's part of the way we've developed. I'm in the fortunate position, I work for myself. So generally, but at the same time, it's client queries and they have an expectation. They'll send emails and expect you to come back to them like you would have had with patients, etc. So I think, you know, the idea is for all of us, I think is all of us could take some guidance on trying to just switch off. I think it's a problem that we all have. I don't think it's unique to the workplace. I think it's very focused in the workplace because there's often you feel powerless to do anything about it.
All right. Look, thank you so much indeed. That is David Bell, Managing Director of the HR Department. And let us know what you think. 53106. Do you find it hard to switch off? Do you have an expectation in your workplace that you won't switch off? That's probably even worse. Let us know what you think. Coming up after this, the trip to tip is back.